Our guest of the cafe this morning is the executive director of the Hunt County United Way, Frances Dalby.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Well, this is a busy time of year for you.
It is. It is. We're feeding lunches and serving kids 18 and under at several locations in Hunt County this year.
Well, I wanted to talk, there's a couple of ones I wanted to focus on in particular, but J.Lew Park in Greenville, which of course is where the swimming pool has been,
but they've
replaced the swimming pool with, what do they call it?
Splash pad.
A splash pad, and you're doing lunch for
kids there.
We are. There.
So the kids come, they can enjoy the splash pad. We're serving lunch from 11:30 to 12:30. It's really a great collaboration between the YMCA, us, and the city. So we work with Brett from the Parks Department and Olivia from the library, and the Tuesdays and Thursdays that they have programs, they make sure they kind of send the kids our way after the programs, and it's just been really a great collaboration. We fed over 100 kids there on Tuesday, and I just expect it to grow this summer.
And which days of the week did you say?
Monday through Friday there from 11:30 to 12:30. And the only rules are 18 and under, and the kids have to eat them there at the picnic benches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's a nice program, and it's good to have it there at J.Lew Park, because there's a lot of interest in that place right now with the splash pad.
A lot of kids there, yeah. and it's really reaching a demographic that we want to reach as well.
Yeah. And now then, is this the first year you've had this in Commerce?
This is our second year in Commerce. Pretty excited about that. We have First Presbyterian on Monroe, and then the Norris Community Center. And that the program has grown tremendously, probably, I'd say, 150% from last year. We, a little disappointed we didn't have as many kids last year, but it's really taken off this year.
Were you at First Presbyterian last year?
Yes. Was that what I said? First Presbyterian?
Last year.
Yes.
So and also Norris Community Center last year?
Correct.
Okay, so the places are the same, as just people are learning about the program.
Exactly. Yeah. And we're experiencing that in Wolf City right now. We have one site in Wolf City, and they haven't been very busy. And I'm like, take heart. It's okay. This was Commerce last year.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And then where else is this going on?
So Wolf City, the library there, the two sites in Commerce. And then in July, after summer school lets out for Quinlan, we'll have four sites there, three of which will be the Mobile Learning Cafe. So the bus will come to three different sites, West Tewakoni Park, Hawk Cove, and the Quinlan Park this year.
Uh-huh. And now the dates for these kind of vary because school schedules are different and so on.
But. Yes. So if you would like more information, you can go to UnitedWayOfHuntCounty.org. That's our website. And all the information is under the Summer Lunch for Kids tab.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Frances Dalby, and Frances is the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. Funding for this comes from?
This is a USDA program. So it's the same money that allows children to have free and reduced lunch during school. And one out of six participates in that program during the summer. So they're always looking for ways to feed more kids because we know there's a need. And so we became a sponsor 3 years ago, and it's just built every year since then.
Okay, good. Well, now what else is going on? Let's see, you have a fundraiser coming up toward the end of the summer.
Yes, August 26th we'll be at the Peninsula Ranch, which is on Lake Tewakoni, and we're looking for table sponsors, or people want to put ad in our program, or if they'd like to make a donation to the auction. We would love to have any and all of those.
Is this a major annual thing for
this
you?
This is annual. This will be our fifth year, and it's pretty major. We a lot of our, probably a third of our funding comes from this event. So
yeah, I had not heard of this place, but looking at the picture that you have there of it, that looks like a pretty impressive place, the Peninsula Ranch. And this is, you said, on a farm road that eventually leads into L3 on the south side of Greenville.
Correct. The farm-to-market road 2101, I believe, from Bowles ISD through L3. Yes. And it's just off there, and it's a beautiful setting to enjoy an evening on the lake. And we'll have Aubrey Lynn Music. She'll be performing for us, so if you'd like to do a little boot scooting, that's okay too.
Mm-hmm. So this is August 26th, and that is a Saturday evening.
Right? Uh-huh. The auction preview begins at 6, dinner at 7, and like I said, there'll be music to dance if you would like.
Real good. And then just a moment or two left, but a new little library in Commerce?
Yes, the First United Methodist Church agreed to allow us a site there, and it is off of Methodist Drive. So if you're between the church and, what is that, Taco Bell?
Maybe a better way to put that would be the church and Commerce Chevrolet now.
Oh, that's correct.
Thanks for having a cup of coffee with
Absolutely.
Us.
Absolutely.
Francis Dalby, the executive director of the Hutt County United Way. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KUTR.